Morning Watch, living a Christian life and a church life under the government of God for the economy of God. Week 2, living a Christian life under the government of God. Wednesday, related verses. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. Beloved, do not think that the fiery ordeal among you coming to you for a trial is strange, as if it were a strange thing happening to you. But inasmuch as you share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice exultingly. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed upon us. Philippians 3:8-11. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if perhaps I may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead. 1 Peter 5:1-2. Therefore the elders among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, who am also a partaker of the glory to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing, not under compulsion, but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means, but eagerly. Related reading. 1 Peter is a book on the Christian life under the government of God. It is easy for us to pay attention to the Christian life and to neglect God's government. Actually, the Christian life and the government of God go together. The triune God has passed through a long process and has become the life-giving Spirit to indwell us. This is for our Christian life. At the same time, the triune God is still the creator of the universe and its ruler. On the one hand, we have been reborn to have a spiritual life, the divine life. On the other hand, we are still in the old creation. For this reason, we need God's governmental dealings. In order for the Christian life to grow, we need the discipline of God's government. The preciousness of Peter's writings is that he combines the Christian life and God's government. If we would carefully read the two epistles of Peter, we would see that Peter is quite deep in the matter of life. But at the same time, in his writings, Peter gives a serious word regarding God's governmental dealings with his regenerated people. Therefore, in the epistles of Peter, we need to see the Christian life and God's government, and also see how the two go together. In 1 Peter 4:12, the Greek word for fiery ordeal, parousiai, means burning, signifying the burning of a smelting furnace for the purifying of gold and silver. Peter considered the persecution that the believers suffered as such a burning furnace used by God to purify their life. This is God's way to deal with the believers in the judgment of his governmental administration, which begins from his own house. The Greek word for strange in verse 12 is anizo, the same as the word used in verse 4. Fiery persecution is common to the believers. They should not think it is strange or alien to them, and they should not be surprised and astonished by it. This persecution is a trial, a testing. Peter's use of the metaphor of a burning furnace in verse 12 indicates that today the Lord is using persecutions and trials as a furnace to serve a positive purpose. The positive purpose served by persecution and trial is a purification of our life. We can be compared to gold and silver. However, we still have some amount of dross. Therefore, we need purification. As Christians, we should realize that fiery ordeals are common. Such things are not strange, alien, foreign to us. It is our destiny to suffer in this age. Of course, this is not our eternal destiny. God has not destined us to suffer in eternity, but he surely has destined us to suffer in this age. In verse 13, Peter continues, quote, "But inasmuch as you share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice exultingly." End quote. Although persecution is a trial that purifies us through burning, eventually Peter says that by experiencing such a fiery ordeal, we share, participate in the sufferings of Christ. Because we believe in Christ, love Christ, live Christ, bear testimony to Christ, witnessing of him in this age, the world rises up against us. This age is under the hand of the evil one. And for this reason, unbelieving ones persecute those who believe in Christ and witness of him. In the sight of God, this kind of suffering is regarded as the sufferings of Christ. For example, a certain brother may have had the opportunity to become rich, but because he believes in Christ, loves Christ, and follows Christ, his business may suffer, and he may lose the opportunity to become wealthy. Actually, he may even be in poverty. This kind of poverty is the suffering of Christ. Those sufferings that are for Christ are counted by God as the sufferings of Christ.